Welcome to the first episode of Too Cool for Podcast. I am your greatest host, Daniel Lee. And then going around the table, we'll start with whoever's on my right.
Anthony.
Anthony Barola.
Yeah, that's me. Yep. And our famous and our producer.
Laren, say hi to the world.
Hi, world.
Thanks, Laren.
The world thanks you back.
Very eloquent, Laren. Very eloquent.
All right, so a little technical difficulties today, so we only have two mics running. So sadly, you won't hear much of Laren or any of them.
Could be a good thing, unless he's rapping, by the way.
Yeah. Anyways, so what do you want to start with, Anthony Barola?
Let's start with Dexter.
All right, cool.
You should probably tell them, by the way, that we are going to be talking about mainly cable shows and sometimes movies.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be talking about shows that we watch because, honestly, nobody could cover everything on a TV unless we run with, like, I don't know, like an 8-man crew.
We got a 2-man crew and Laren.
And this took a long while to get together. So
yeah, I don't think they care about that. But yeah. So today we'll talk about, I'm guessing, Dexter, then Boardwalk Empire, because that's not as good as The Walking Dead, and then The Walking Dead. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. Whatever.
Let's go.
Oh, by the way, before we start, I'm gonna just say our podcast is gonna be very heavy on the spoilers because we agreed that we can't really have any kind of meaningful conversation about any of the topics if we're kind of like tiptoeing around them.
Yes.
So yeah.
So be forewarned, listening now, that we will be talking about what happened up to the latest episode and speculating on the upcoming episode, parentheses S.
Mm-hmm. And if that bothers you, then just continue to listen to this and support us.
We just care about downloads, right?
Yeah, that's all I cares about. All
right.
All right. So yeah, like you said, you wanna start with Dexter?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
First, before I do though, do you have anything from the last episode that you might want to talk about?
Well,
did I catch you off guard with the question about a show that we're going to watch on a podcast where we talk about shows? You know, did I really catch you off guard?
Yeah. You didn't even give me any prep time, and I see all those notes in front of you.
That I wrote down while I was here waiting for production to get started. Okay.
Yeah, while I was getting my coffee.
Okay, yeah. So you have nothing to say about Dexter?
I have plenty to say about Dexter, but I'll let you go ahead first.
Even though I gave you the floor. Okay. This last episode, I felt, was a lot better than the two before it.
Should we go over what the episode was about first?
Well, let me finish, okay? So this last episode was a lot better than the two before it, which I felt, and I think you agreed after you watched them, were just like filler episodes for the season, which started off very strong, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, both me and, you know, other people who watch the show agree.
And to be quite honest, like, we were both kind of caught off guard by how honest the characters were.
From the get-go.
Nobody was actually hiding anything.
We didn't expect, I mean, I know the way last season ended was kind of obvious that, you know, Deb found out about, you know, what Dexter is or whatever.
He can't tiptoe around that himself.
Yeah, and they kind of just unleashed it from the beginning of the season and just said, okay, well,
whatever.
We'll play into that.
Whatever.
And, you know, for all we know, they planned it at the end of last season or you know, writing last season. Writers aren't dumb, you know. But
it's actually kind of a breath of fresh air now.
They get paid for a good reason.
It's a breath of fresh air. Like, everybody's kind of open about it.
It kind of is, but, I mean, you're going to have people who disagree, like, you know, my girlfriend, who doesn't like the way Deb is turning or doesn't like that, you know, there's not that much of a difference between Deb and Dexter anymore, which is debatable, but, you know, she has a point. But we're getting sidetracked. As far as last episode goes, I did enjoy it more than the previous two, like I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
more also because we have this very obvious not going to be able to say goodbye to you relationship going on between Hannah and Dexter.
Oh, yeah. One of them's going to die.
Well, I'm pretty sure if we put money on it, the smart money would be on Hannah McKay.
Smart money, huh?
The smart money would be on Hannah McKay. Absolutely.
We'll talk about that later.
But who kills her, I think, is more of a question. Because...
Well,
go ahead.
My boy, Ray Stevenson,
yeah,
will have something to do with that. That's the only way I see these two plots interconnecting is... Like him using her to get back at him.
Hmm.
Because honestly, they're just like way at the end of the other end of the spectrum.
But she's kind of she's kind of a big girl. She can take care of herself.
She can. But like, what is she gonna sit him down and then like feed him some tea?
I don't see the thing that's
how she takes care of all of her problems.
The thing that bothers
problems.
Me about not necessarily that theory because the theory is very sound, but the thing that bothers me of if that's true. Mm-hmm. Is that they set her up to be kind of a badass.
Kind of, but...
And she's very clever. The tissue box poison thing was clever. Mm-hmm. She didn't, you know... She planned the whole crying thing during the questioning. And I just don't think that you can kill her unceremoniously and as a plot device almost just to set up how badass Ray Stevenson is.
But... That's kind of been like the track record with the series.
But we already know Ray Stevenson's a badass. We saw him kill those Colombians in that bar by himself.
And we both know that these special guest stars don't stay longer than a season.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So how else would she go out? Honestly, like at this point, Dexter taking her out seems kind of like out of the left field. Now that he's kind of failed first time.
Out of left field, really? Like, Deb just explained to him. She finally broke down and said, justice needs to be served. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. So, I don't think out of left field is... I mean, maybe I'm just splitting hairs here. But I don't think it would be... He almost killed her two episodes ago. I mean, it's not out of left field at all.
Yeah, but like...
He had her on his table, ready to kill her. Are you going to say anything? Because they can't see you thinking.
Yeah, they listening. Can't.
Yeah,
they can't.
So are you going to say anything? Or are you going to sit there thinking?
I'm going to think about this for a little bit.
See, this is why you should have written, written
the next
notes.
Point.
Okay, well,
I'm writing
I guess,
a mental note.
Well, do you have anything else to say on that? I have one more thing I want to say about Dexter.
What is it?
Do you have anything else to say on that?
I think it would be
out of left field. Okay, I got you.
Murder.
He said that already like 90 seconds ago.
His girlfriend.
All right. It's not his girlfriend. All right. In the first scene where they're together,
his accomplice.
Or the second scene, sorry, where they meet up again in this last episode.
Okay.
Do you remember the part where he's walking away from her, saying this is goodbye for the final time? You know. Like the eighth time he said that.
Yeah, that was adorable.
That was a nice little moment. Yeah. But you remember cute. You remember that scene, right?
Yes, I do.
You remember his inner monologue as he's walking away?
Like, why am I walking away from all this?
Yes. And do you remember who he compares her to?
The chick from the second season.
Lila,
but like somebody who accepts both sides of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Like she's kind of that fair balance.
Yeah.
And he also compares her to Lumen.
She's the Bill O'Reilly of girlfriends.
Definitely not said sarcastically at all. She is the Bill O'Reilly of girlfriends, yes. she accepts the dark monster, but she doesn't worship it like Lila did.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool, man.
He doesn't have to hide it from her like he did Rita.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to use it like Lumen did.
That Lumen.
Right? Yeah, Lumen whom nobody likes. But I mean, that's true, right? All of this is true, and you know they just kind of throw it out there, and it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say they gloss over it when they say it, but I mean that should resonate more than it did with probably a lot of people, because either that is building up her to like you suggest, you know, die not by his hands.
I mean, to be quite honest, if we're being honest here, like disregarding all the track record, I would like to see her come back
What do you mean come back? Oh, you mean next season?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like
you know,
from the dead?
Like have actually something that, you know, lasts longer than a season.
But it can't work.
I know.
Yeah, but you're just being honest. That's what you want, though.
It's just like every season is sort of like a self-contained series, except for the little leeway between this season
except
and
the
last one.
In the station.
And the core cast.
Well, no, not necessarily true, though, because in the last episode also, with the whole La Guerta thing and how they're going back to Dokes being the Bay Harbor Butcher,
yeah.
She found Dexter's
the blood.
Name, you know? No, she found the blood from last season. But she also found Dexter's name on that list of license plates around that one old lady's house who had like all the who called the cops every day whenever there was a car there. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think it's self-contained. Obviously, it's a series that goes on. But, I mean, things come back. Obviously, he's still.
So is Dokes coming back?
Well,
he's like, I'm not dead.
I didn't
dead.
Say people come back. I said things come back. But
I'm not dead.
I mean, I doubt we're going to see a Julia Stiles cameo anytime soon. But
nor do I want to see her back.
Can we, like Lumen. Can we rank his ex-lovers, by the way? Like, would that be appropriate? Because if so, I think Hannah McKay goes to the top of the list.
I'm for it.
From the first episode she was in there, she was very charming. I mean.
But I gotta give credit to Rita.
Rita, yeah.
Was that her name?
Yes, Rita. His wife Rita. For like three seasons.
Yep.
Who died by, we all assume by.
But honestly, like if we're digging in this pool, like she's gotta be second.
Rita?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Lumen's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? Because at least we liked, Lumen. At least for a little bit, we liked Lila. Or I did.
I don't know.
Well, how do you, I just told you I liked her. I said, how do you
don't
say
know
you don't
that
know?
You liked her.
I just told you I liked her. I'm telling you.
I don't
you.
Know that you actually believe that.
you can't argue with something that I'm
Lila
saying.
Lila sucks.
Okay, for like five episodes, I liked her, okay? For like five.
That's pretty generous.
That's a lot of, I mean, that's a lot of, that's half the season.
Yeah, that's pretty generous. Yeah.
And nobody liked Miguel Prado, who could be his other.
Wait, so we could consider Miguel Prado
we might be able to.
Ex-lovers category.
We might be able to. Because he's not necessarily a villain for that season because they had the Skinner guy.
Oh, that guy.
Off, forgotten about third season, which nobody likes to talk about. I feel like we're getting sidetracked here.
Yeah.
Anyway. So back to this comparison. I mean, what do you think that means for Hannah McKay's role, her future? How this could work if it could work?
You mean if she did survive this season?
Could that work?
Would it work?
I mean, Deb is for some reason fallen in love with that guy and he's gone now, and she knows that it was Hannah McKay, and she wants Hannah McKay.
I think it could work if Deb somehow was the one that got murdered by the end of the season, maybe. Would they do that? Are they bold enough to? I don't know.
Well, they're bold enough to reveal it to her and jade her character. Because she's...
But, like, she's I feel like now that you mentioned that, like, it's one or the other. And most likely it's going to be Hannah.
Wow. I mean...
Calling it, I
agree. Well, I mean, it's not a bold statement, but it is a bold statement to say that she could die. Not Hannah, Deb. That's a bold statement. Do we have a bold statement drop, Laren? Can we get one of those?
Yeah, bold like a like drops? A sick dubstep, you know,
not,
drop.
Don't make it trendy. Not dubstep.
This is a very trendy podcast that I'm aiming
not
for.
Not trendy at all.
So that's...
I like that.
I'll go out on a limb
one
and say
other.
That.
One or the other. I mean, there's a 90% chance that Hannah McKay dies,
and
right?
And honestly, I think that would kind of like revitalize this show if somehow Deb was the one to go out.
What?
Something that messes
something
with
fresh,
the status quo.
But doesn't the whole revealing to... I mean, isn't that's kind of like a cop-out because then we don't get to see what happens to Dexter if he ever gets revealed... Or what happens to Deb if he ever gets revealed.
Okay, I'll say this. Both sides, regardless, are going to be very interesting, and it's gonna be good for the series.
Way to go out on a limb. Both sides are going to be very interesting.
but to me, personally, I think would be much more interesting if Hannah was the one who survived.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think that. I lied. I don't think that. Because we.
What do you think?
Because when the series ends.
Do you even think?
When the series ends, it has. I mean, it has to end with either Dexter dying or everybody knowing.
Well, Dexter's not going to die for a while. Showtime is going to hold on to this property at least.
This has got
to
be like the second to last season. Come on.
At least two or three more seasons.
This is like the seventh season. How long do you think they can go?
Two or three more seasons.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
Another bold statement?
Daniel Lee.
Bold statement drop. Okay. I don't think it's going to last another two or three seasons. I think next season will probably be his last season. By the way, on the Twitter, Jennifer Carpenter, who plays Deb, said that this next episode is her favorite episode. Can we speculate on anything?
Do
you think she gets what she wants? Obviously, they're two different people.
Obviously, but. I'm going to say there's going to be more Deb in the episode.
Well, bold statement again. Okay. Right.
Boldly.
Yeah, good one. All right, so...
I don't know what to think of that it's her interesting.
I don't know. It just came to me. I remember I was on the other day
episode.
Following the games, following the chatter between loyal Laker fans.
It could easily be like something she mentions to like, you know, garner more attention for the show.
Well, someone tweeted her and they were like, "Hey, is it true that this next episode is your favorite?" And she said, "Yes."
This is the one where she dies.
Yeah, right.
You heard it here.
Yeah,
first.
Right. It's not even set up.
Deb dies.
Not even set up. I'm still waiting for what the heck is going to happen with Quinn. That guy.
Quinn murders Deb.
Okay. I don't know how much more time we can spend on Dexter, but we have Quinn and La Guerta, whom we both disagree about, because I tell you that, and you know, some people agree with me in my personal life that they are not consistent characters.
What I want to know is who are the supporters of yours?
Well, obviously my girlfriend. There's one. There's one. And I'm not saying obviously she's a supporter of mine. But when I say that she agrees with me, I mean, she could have said it first. Because, I mean, she did say it first. She said it out loud. She's like, we can't get
she
it.
She declared
we
it.
We can't get a beat.
She woke up.
We can't, yeah, she just woke up one
LaGuardia
sunny morning
while
the birds were singing. And she
and
opened
she
her window
that
and,
lady
and
yeah,
dog. Said that. Yes, that's her dog, by the way. No.
Name dropping.
No, what I'm saying.
We know people.
What I'm saying is there are, you know. Who agree that their characters aren't consistent. Like, it's either the writers don't know what they want to do with them or they just kind of flip-flop on them to keep things going. They use them as plot devices. I thought, you know, Quinn hit a real turning point when he just kind of sacrificed everything for Deb.
Yep.
And then he gets heartbroken and he loses himself.
He's like, oh, wait, I used to be a bad cop, but now I'm a good cop.
But he, yeah.
Wait, now I'm a dirty cop
right.
again.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So that's what I think is inconsistent. But I guess one thing that he is...
Oh, but we're supposed to feel bad for him because he's going out with the hooker.
She's not a hooker.
Okay. My bad.
She's a stripper.
A stripper.
Yes. Don't liken the two. And we apologize to any strippers in our audience. Do not liken
actually,
the two to each other.
My
okay?
bad.
One is illegal.
If they're of age, of consent.
No. Edit that out. Edit that out. Okay. Well, okay. Now, once you say hooker, I can't even think anymore. What?
Okay. What so, no. But, like, he's, like, sacrificing his whole career for a stripper. And, you know, like, we could...
And he indicted Angel.
Yeah. By basically, like, making him an accomplice to the cash that he got from the...
Right.
The dude who's working on the race.
Right. Okay, then maybe a better question is, who do we like less? Quinn or La Guerta? I know your answer, but why? Why?
To be quite honest, like, at this point in the plot, she's not as significant as Quinn. So, like... I'll say Quinn for now, but I don't know how detrimental she'll be to the rest of the series to the rest of this season.
Well, when the season started up, remember it was shaping up to be like after episode 2 or 3, it was shaping up to be kind of La Guerta looking for Dexter and then Deb protecting Dexter, and we still got a little bit of that in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Deb's all over the place with how she feels about it, obviously, and I mean that's kind of hard news to take, right?
Just
my brother's a serial
killer,
running
around and crying, and
that's sexist.
What? If Dexter was doing the same thing she was, I'd call him out too. I'd be like, you
but
know,
you,
Dexter's
but would
just
you be,
running around crying.
Would you be harsher on Dexter?
Yeah.
So that's sexist.
Why?
Because you have a have a higher masculine standard for a male character.
Stop twisting my words.
That's sexist.
Okay, then I'll hold both of them to harsh, harsh standards of mine.
We don't know that because
I'll hold
them
to the standards I hold Batman.
That get this toy out of here because it doesn't belong in the podcast for starters. Okay, so you like Quinn less?
At this point in time, yes.
Fair. All right. I think it's a good time to move on.
Okay.
What's our next?
Boardwalk Empire.
Board, spelled B-O-R-E-D.
You're dumb. Anyways, it's shaping up to be a great season right now. And then, like,
it's
in the last episode.
It's almost over. There's like 3 episodes left.
That actually makes me sad because I've been really enjoying this season.
Right, yeah, me too, despite, you know, how I spelled the name.
And to be quite honest, this last episode actually felt really different from the rest of the season.
Why so?
Like,
the honesty?
So much happening and then, like, so much, like... Sorry.
Once again, they can't hear you thinking.
Yeah, I can't, I can't, like... articulate right now.
That's all right. Just say stuff so they know you're here.
Yeah. So much happening right now.
Your iPods, your phones did not go out. Don't worry.
So much, you know, like significant things happening all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we've had that. Like, sometimes, you know, like, oh, we see what faceplate dude. What's his name again? What's his name again?
Richard Harrow?
Richard Harrow. Yeah. Richard, you know, like that little romantic subplot is occurring.
Oh, I feel like they're finally doing something with him. I don't necessarily like it, but I mean, they're finally doing something with him,
like,
which is nice.
I thought it was going to lead up to something when, you know, like, when we see him actually assassinate the Russian Jew guy.
Yeah, Manny Horowitz?
Yeah,
Manny Horowitz, yeah.
Sorry, there are so many names in this show that I just can't, like, recall
plenty
them.
Plenty of characters to go around,
mm-hmm.
all with distinctly 1920s names, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, but...
They kind of took a left turn on us, and like they never really went in a direction that's actually like that I thought it would.
That's what I mean about his character. Like, they don't seem to have. I mean, this show for 2 seasons, in my opinion, didn't have a direction. And Richard Harrow is kind of just a microcosm of that, because they introduced this unique character when the show started. But it's like since then, they didn't really know what to do with him. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, we're supposed to be given, you know, depth about him. And he's not just supposed to be Jimmy, who died, by the way.
He's just a guard dog
But he's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, they give us all this depth about him. Like, if he was just a guard dog in a brothel, they wouldn't be going into his love life. They wouldn't be going into him trying to kill himself last year. They wouldn't be going into him killing Manny Horowitz.
But the thing is, like, I thought, like, maybe... You know, with, like, Manny Horowitz and that whole business, I thought maybe, like, Nucky would, like, hire him as a hitman himself or something
like that. That's one of those, like...
I thought that's what it was going to lead into.
No, that's one of those, like, mutual respect but can't work together things, more so because of loyalties to each side. Like
I mean,
Richard would never turn on Jimmy.
Yeah.
Even though Jimmy turned on Nucky, Nucky's still, you know, Nucky's kind of cold-blooded, obviously. Richard would never do that. Well, that's tough to say. He never turned on Richard or you know, aspired to supplant him as leader of the town or whatever he is. But I just mean that there's inconsistencies, one, with the direction of Richard Harrow and the show in general, and there's inconsistencies with what do they want us to think of him? Obviously, they want us to like him, right?
Yeah.
But he's not just some brothel guard dog. He's not even just a lackey for Jimmy. For a brief stint,
I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, you know, like all these big things are happening, and Richard Harrow.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but that's
very
a criticism of the show.
Underutilized.
That's a criticism of the show. Like, either the writers don't know how to use him, or someone's cutting him out, or you know, they just introduced him so they have a cool looking guy for the trailers. But regardless, they're botching what to do with him.
Okay, I misunderstood you then. So you're paying respect to the character, and then you're also wondering why he's just like a guard.
Like,
guard dog for this brothel.
It's not even about like me liking the character. It's about what they want to do with him.
Okay.
They're not I mean, they can't seem to get it right, you know?
Yeah.
Now they're showing him, I mean, they've given him a love interest the last two seasons, right? And the love interest last season was actually Domedy's wife. Remember? I mean, not necessarily a love interest, but you know he was sweet on her.
He was.
And even at the beginning.
But, like, he would never.
No. Yeah, I know.
Delve into that.
But even at the beginning of this season.
And you don't want none of that. That
even at the beginning of this season, when he's watching over Jimmy's boy, and he keeps mentioning his mom.
Yeah.
And obviously Gretchen Mol's character.
Oh, boy,
gets
she was a head case.
Super. She's. Both the women in that show are head cases. I mean, I don't think they write.
She's had that open relationship in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't think that show writes women well.
The couple from Friends or something like that. And then
they do not. That show does not write women well.
Just meets
speaking
that
of sexism,
one,
by the way. Yes,
just meets that one woman in the beach, and she's like, "Oh, hey."
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
F Jimmy.
Agreed.
You can't bleep that up.
That her character served as that kind of insight to the progressive kind of hipster movement of the 1920s, and that character that she kind of started dating.
You're right.
That like artsy, you know. So that gives us a side of it that we don't really see any other place. Besides, what's the girl's name that Nucky was sleeping with? The actor girl, the actress,
the first one.
Was it Billy? No. From this last season that just died.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah, just
somebody dies in Boardwalk Empire.
Big time spoiler.
Mm-hmm. And it's not Nucky.
All right, well, let's spend some more time on the show then.
We got to talk about Margaret.
Of course.
Margaret, yeah.
Okay.
One of the bullet points.
Let me go first before you.
The showstopper?
Yes, before you go on a long diatribe about her. Like I was just saying a couple minutes ago, I don't think this show writes women well. And it's not the only show. It's not the only show guilty of that.
I know. I agree.
Yeah. I think the only
a lot of high profile shows just really don't.
And that's a problem.
Write women
That's a problem. Even shows that we love, you know. Shows that we love and
Skyler.
Oh God. Yeah. And they just make us hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they're not doing anything wrong, and we just hate them.
But I don't know what it is. Are they meant to be hated, or are they just? They just write it a certain way, and then it just, like, grates on our nerves.
I really can't answer that question.
Yeah, I just want to, like, you know, have a sit down with the writing staff one of these days. It's just like,
why do you
make women suck?
And it's terrible because, I mean, there are some great, you know, female roles.
Yeah.
That, I mean, should be filled. That should be written. That, you know, all the above.
We're at the progressive age.
That, you I think you just set us back like 20 years with that comment. but it just seems like in Hollywood, maybe it doesn't sell, or I don't know what it, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to.
No, it's not even about the selling point. Yeah, it's just like make a compelling female character.
Yeah.
Is that hard?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't. I mean, They're not the main characters in these shows, you know? But you don't have to make me hate them.
Exactly.
Right? We don't have to hate Lori, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, me personally, I'm okay with that now.
Yeah, well, but we don't have to hate her. Like, she should be a big part of that show, of that comic. I'm sure she was. I don't remember the earlier episodes, but I'm sure she was.
Even in the comics, I don't know. She wasn't that great of a character.
I'd have to go back and read it before I can pass judgment on that.
Oh, well, actually, let's go over that a little bit later when we cover The Walking Dead.
We'll go over Walking Dead later.
But Margaret Schroeder.
Margaret Schroeder. Go ahead.
Like, you know, I had gripes about her every week.
Everybody
does. Just think she's a terrible character. And honestly, like, what she did in this last episode kind of... Like, I was like, finally. You know, like, she's... now she's kind of, like, taking things... She's taking charge of herself. Like she's always been taking Nucky's money and also criticizing him at the same time. And I felt like, well, you kind of knew about Nucky all this time, and then you came into this marriage knowing that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When all that speculation about who killed her husband came up in the first season, like all signs pointed to Nucky, and yet she was actually like. I don't know if seducing is a strong word, but she was kind of, you know,
Can't hear you thinking. She was.
She was a. She still approached him regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, she kind of knew what kind of man he was, but she still wanted some of that.
I don't know why, by the way.
And then now that she's married to him, she can no longer stand all this business.
Yeah.
And then in the last episode, when she declared that she was going to leave him to go with the...
She didn't declare. Well, did she? Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, you're right. She did. Okay, she did. Yeah.
To go with the his current right-hand man.
Owen Slater.
I was like, okay, well, that actually kind of...
Redeemed her?
Just a little bit in my eyes.
But
because
why?
Because now she's like, okay, I'm not gonna just sit here and just criticize him yet at the same time eat at his dinner table and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
She's actually gonna leave him.
Okay.
And that's huge to me.
Okay. Two things before I even get into my points about what you just said. One, wasn't she in a kind of a sticky situation when she first got in there with Nucky Thompson?
What do you mean?
Remember her husband used to beat her? Remember he used to beat the kids?
Yeah, but...
Remember once he died, what was she supposed to do? Like, I'm not, you know, I don't want to say she's completely... she's not at fault, but I mean, in a way, she's a victim of circumstance.
She is, and in the beginning, like, you know, like, we sympathize with her, but... We knew that
I miss
she
those
knew
days, by the way.
All of these allegations, like stacking up against Nucky.
Yes.
Knowing what she knows and like of this.
But is that really why she hates him?
But she regards herself like she expects.
She looks down on him.
She does kind of look down on him, but like she. Where she is right now, she holds everybody accountable. She holds everything
except
to
for
like
herself. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
She expects everybody else to be like, you know, like morally just.
But what is her like? I don't know what is her. Why she does, is that really why she hates Nucky? Like, I don't know if that's true.
Why do you think she hates Nucky?
I don't know. The cheating, even though she did it first, obviously. I know.
I know. Oh, God. That made me mad. That made me so mad when that came up, like, a couple of weeks ago.
When she found out about him?
Yeah, when they were at the clothing store, and then she saw him with the new girl.
Yeah. Well, in her defense, she tried to end it with Owen Slater.
Yeah, but she was being all haughty about it. She's like, what's going on over here?
Well, it was a...
How dare you?
It was an instinctive reaction. It was... Instinctual. It was, I mean, she can't just be okay with it right when she sees it. I mean, she's probably still not okay with it. I mean, who would be okay with it? But I mean,
but
if
like
she,
I said, like she kind of like holds everybody else accountable except herself.
Yeah, and I told you that. That's fair. But I don't know. I don't think you're, and not that you're being unfair to Margaret, because like I said, terribly written character. But you, why did you like her more in this episode? I'm still, because the honesty, what was it?
Because she's finally leaving him now. Like,
okay. So I had a problem with obviously not knowing why she hates him. I still don't know why she hates him besides the cheating. And if she does hate him for some other reason, then you're right. She got into it. She knew what she was getting into it with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right.
She was getting in bed with half a gangster.
Basically. You know, he's not even there half the time.
Heyo.
But you liked that she was going to leave him?
Yeah, because I felt like that would be at least consistent with what she was saying.
Hmm.
I'm just looking for consistencies here.
But with his right-hand man, that's... You like that?
No, I would have rather she kind of, like, left things, you know, because she couldn't stand it any longer. Or whatnot, her conscience couldn't take it, but she's also taking his right hand man at the same time, which it's kind of bittersweet to me.
Yeah, definitely. Okay,
and I actually do like Owen Slater.
That's okay. That's one of the things I want to talk about.
About him?
We clearly hate Margaret, mm-hmm. Last episode notwithstanding. Mm-hmm. And I hate Nucky. I've been on the record about that, and very vocal about that with you, that I don't like him. And yet I root for him, which makes me like him even less, because medical. I shouldn't be rooting for him, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just the way the show is directed, and the way the show is aimed is he's the main character. So just like I root for Walt, I root for him.
Yeah.
Except I like Walt a lot more. But
yeah,
Nucky is just, I mean, he's just an ass to everybody, right? To every single person. He's just mean. I mean, for no reason at all. It's like, why do we like this guy? I really don't know. But I don't answer that. I'm getting sidetracked. No. Owen Slater. Owen Slater. Do we have any feelings about him? Like, do we hold him accountable for anything? Because it just feels like, oh, we hate Margaret and we hate Nucky, or I do. But we're not supposed to hate Owen Slater. He's kind of getting a free pass here. He's falling through the cracks of judgment.
Honestly, I don't mind people, like, cheating on TV. That's fine with me.
Right.
You do what you got to do.
But in real life, it's okay?
But, like, what? I said I don't mind it in TV.
Okay.
People should not cheat on people.
Obviously.
Anyway. But the thing is, he's not coming out and, like, pointing fingers at everybody else. You know what I mean? But Margaret does. And that's what irks me about her, is that, like, oh, she does all this, like, shady business on her own, but she's going to be pointing fingers at everybody else for doing the same thing.
Yeah, like, she tries to absolve herself by the women's rights thing at the hospital, mm-hmm. you know, doing some of the politicking that she's doing. I mean, obviously, she's got something on her conscience that she's trying to get off.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I'm with you there. But I don't think it's fair that Owen Slater can fall through the cracks of judgment. I really don't. Why, like, and I'm guilty of this too, because I don't hate him. He's a very likable guy, and I mean, we know he's doing something wrong.
Yeah.
He's sleeping with his boss's wife. That sounds wrong to me.
But, like, looking at the situation, like, Nucky is, like, semi-interested in her. He's, like,
yeah.
Really...
Yeah, okay. So
not into her anymore.
So are you saying that you don't hold him as accountable because it's kind of like, oh, you know, like, you're not...
What is it hurting? It's not like... They're not going to delve into this, like, three-way relationship.
If it's not hurting anything, then why do you hate Margaret
for doing the same thing? Like I said, like, she's pointing fingers at other people for doing the exact same thing.
So it goes back to that.
Yeah.
Always back to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. That irks me a lot.
So if she didn't point fingers, you wouldn't care?
I mean, if she, yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because cheating doesn't bother you on TV?
Yeah, because that's all fiction.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, I guess that's good for Owen Slater, I guess. he reaps the benefits either way.
Yeah.
Kind of the man in the middle left standing whom we don't hate, I guess.
Exonerated.
By no fault of his own, I guess. Yes, completely. Mostly because of what Margaret did. Blaming people.
He's a saint in the eyes of God.
Yes, correct.
Coming up in 38 minutes.
Okay, well, let's get to Walking Dead then. Unless you have anything else you want to add? Anything about the last meeting that they had? Where Nucky's losing it and yelling at Rothstein.
That's really important. We kind of glossed over that to talk about Owen Slater and Margaret
Schroeder. Let's give us like 4 minutes to talk about this.
All right.
I'll let you go ahead.
It's expected what happens at the end. You know, them pulling out.
No surprise.
No surprise there. I mean, everybody hates Nucky and they come out right and say it.
Right.
And
well, they don't hate him. They're saying, good luck, but you're on your own.
They hate him in a personal sense, but there's, like, no hard feelings in the business sense, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they do hate him. Because, like you say, he's not a likable character. He's an ass to everyone. And especially to those close to him.
Yeah. Yep.
And how did you feel about Rothstein actually stirring up this whole... thing against them,
right?
Because he was the one who kind of rallied uprising. Everybody to pull out of this whatever which he was
is,
planning.
Which is weird because, well, not weird. It's all right. It's just Rothstein is like the one guy that Nucky was like, I'm still going to do business with him, at the end of at the end of the first episode. Remember that?
Yeah.
The first episode of the season. So it's like, oh well, we know where Rothstein's loyalty lies, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. It made me not like him as much, and this goes back to me rooting for Nucky, even though I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Even though Jip Rossetti is an amazing character.
Oh man, when he busted out the tricorn.
What an awesome villain, right? Like, just that's the kind of guy that would get under. I mean, he's not even at Nucky's level, like, as far as politics
but
go.
But he is very destructive.
Very, yes. And that's, I mean, think about him like the Joker to Nucky's.
I am craning my neck
as far as I can. But think about him like that kind of character.
I don't know about Joker.
He's just there to
I see your point.
He takes it all personally. He, you know, like he says, what is it? We are people, aren't we? You know, how can I not take it personally? So,
which I agree with.
Obviously, the analogy is going to have flaws left and right. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, as far as Nucky's steel reserve, you know, ability
that
to
wild
just
card.
Block out. Yeah, he's that guy for Nucky who's all order, all. Not
chaos.
Class, but he's all, he, you know, no, I'm saying Nucky. Nucky's all order.
Yeah.
He's all structure. He's all, there's a way you do business. And this guy just bucks the whole trend and says, well, we're doing business a different way because you don't insult me. And I came here to do business. And he's a hothead, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, great character. So, I don't know how it's going to end, but we know Nucky's not going to die. Right?
Yeah.
So who's Jip Rossetti? Who's Jip Rossetti
going
to kill? Last question about Boardwalk Empire.
Jip Rossetti?
Is he going to die?
This is going to hit Atlantic City in a big way.
Yeah, he's back at Tabor Heights right now, right?
Uh-huh. Who's going to die? Owen Slater could die. And then that makes Margaret stick with Nucky.
Ugh,
another
season of Margaret and Nucky. Can't wait.
Well, you know what I want. I want you know.
You want
Margaret to die, but
of course, yes. Not in real life, obviously.
No.
Character death on TV is
always sure
okay.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure,
I mean,
she
was. She was brave. She was brave. You know,
Braveheart.
No, Brave. The movie Brave.
The prequel to Braveheart.
Yes, the Pixar prequel to Braveheart. All right, we're done with Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
We don't have much time to talk about our favorite show.
No, we will make time.
How are we on time?
42.
Oh, we're... Okay, let's go.
We'll make time.
What do we got on Walking Dead?
The Walking
Last
Dead.
Last episode. Great episode.
Rick goes crazy. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Rick goes crazy.
I liked it.
And then the governor... is crazier.
Is this really? I could read this on Twitter, like if you're gonna in one post. Give us something more.
Oh, you want to talk?
That's why we're here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, did you have something to say?
No,
before
that's why I'm asking you. What do you think?
Why do you keep putting me on the spot?
You can't have a show.
I'll come prepared with notes like you next time.
I just wrote them down while I was waiting for you guys to fix the mics,
and I was. Fixing myself a cup of coffee.
All right, we're done here.
No, we're not.
What do I want to say about The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Nothing mainly about the story, mostly about characters. I mean, do you have anything on the story that you want to add? On my stuff is just character stuff.
Let's go over the whole T-Dog thing.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
Been bothering
Thank
us.
Thank you. All right, so tell us what happened.
So, like you mentioned before, there's this whole revisionist like thing going on with T-Dog post-mortem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, apparently...
It's very funny.
Apparently, he was like a terrific guy. Just a fun guy to hang out with.
A saint.
When he was alive.
Yeah, that's T-Dog.
And then, you know, like when... What's his name?
Glenn.
When Glenn mentions all the things he did to help out the elderly and whatnot.
When this whole thing happened?
Yeah, when this whole thing happened. But if we go back to like
season two. Like, the opening and the end.
Mm-hmm. Like he just wanted out. Like he wanted nothing to do with the group.
The group was split.
Yeah.
He heard Shane or whatever. Mm-hmm. He wanted to leave there too.
Yeah.
Right? And just want to like wash his hands of them and just get out of there.
Yeah, he was just like a big party pooper, and all of a sudden, All of a sudden, we like him.
Yeah.
He's a saint.
He gets cut. He sticks around.
He can do no wrong now that he's dead. Yeah,
apparently, he's this amazing guy. Remember, and even in the last episode before he died, the way he was like, you know, really, really adamant about not about giving the criminals a second chance.
Yeah.
The convicts a second chance. He was really adamant about that.
When Dale was still around in the second season, T-Dog did not come in support of him in that either, did he?
In the the big meeting that they had about
the big meeting criminal? about the guy Randall? In the barn.
About Randall, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember. I think everybody was against him.
Yeah. So it's like all of a sudden...
Very inconsistent.
Very inconsistent.
Good.
Very inconsistent, right?
Yeah, good. Good drop. Good drop right there.
It's just they got to kind of like mention him in this like lighter note.
And I think part of it is them feeling bad that they didn't use him, you know. Great guy. We saw him on Talking Dead. Very likable guy.
I mean, yeah, he's a great
But he's
dude.
Kind of the joke of the show as far as... I mean, there's even a I don't know if it's an article or what it was that someone mentioned to me about every time he's on camera, he's for some reason looking like right off the camera. Which I found hilarious. And also about his character is he never said anything. Mm-hmm. The dialogue in this show is always, you know, it's not very good, but...
Well, but like whenever he opened his mouth, there was nothing, honestly, that nothing. You could take away from it.
Yeah, nothing. He was just a guy.
He had like zero impact on anything.
Right. He was just there.
And then in his final moments, he actually saves Carol. We don't know where Carol is right now, but... That was, like, the one thing that he did.
And, I mean, like I said, in the last couple episodes, it just seemed like they were trying to build him up. I mean, they were preparing for his death, but they wanted to send him off the right way.
Yeah, I mean, he did go out like a champ.
Or what. Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
He went out like a champ.
Well,
but
I don't know if this is being a carcass in the you know, the hallways of a prison.
You know what I meant. He didn't go out like a chump. Like, he wasn't, like, going, no, get hurt.
He went out holding zombies against the wall and then dying. Like that, right?
Which is
he went out for a good cause.
Yeah, which is
Carol, our favorite female character.
But which is more than he deserved as a character.
The way they wrote him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way they wrote him.
Like honestly, he could have had a very meaningless death.
I think it's just writer's guilt.
We would just like shrug.
Yeah.
And then get along with our lives.
Right, and I mean, in a way though, they kind of I don't know if it's softened the blow or kind of at the same time. Compare his death to Lori's, which was a much bigger deal, mm-hmm. and at the end of the episode, where his was just kind of in the beginning to the middle. So, and they kind of like, his death's almost buried in that Lori died too. Mm-hmm. Nobody's even remembering T-Dog, you know, except for Glenn for some reason, because he saw
something
nobody
else did.
In fact,
we're talking about T-Dog more than we talk about Lori.
More than we're talking about Lori, yeah, but that's the opposite of my point, though.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of my point. Yeah, so I agree. I said it to you after I saw the episode. I was like, I feel like they're really changing the narrative on T-Dog post-mortem.
When I heard that, I was like, well, when did this happen?
Yeah, exactly.
When was he this guy that I've never heard of?
I don't know. But do you have anything else besides the T-Dog thing that you want to...
The telephone.
Oh, right. Next episode.
Yes.
Next episode.
Honestly, I thought we were gonna hear the person at the other end by the end of the episode.
Who is the other person at the other end?
T-Dog.
No, who is it really? T-Dog would have terrible dialogue.
Well, like if anybody's been keeping up with the comics and whatnot, then you already know it's Lori.
Should be. We don't know if they're gonna change that, but it should absolutely be.
So there's a chance it could be T-Dog.
We have that. No, there's not.
T-Dog becomes his moral compass in the show.
That's a glimpse of Ray saying, "Who is this?" in the preview for the next episode. I mean, you'd assume he'd recognize Lori's voice,
Dale.
But then again, she's dead. So
yeah.
Dale. The voice of reason doesn't come through on a telephone. That never happens.
And what is a telephone doing there?
I don't know. Where are they in the prison?
It's like a very old-fashioned telephone.
Are they
too.
In the generator room or whatever it was? Or
something like
wherever
that.
Wherever Lori gave birth?
Something like that.
I'm not 100% certain. I just know that it should be Lori, right? I mean, maybe.
Well, if you're talking about should be.
Yeah, I'm not really going on a limb here. I'm saying I know that it should be this, right?
I think it should be T-Dog.
Terrible. Terrible dog. Okay.
Terrible dog.
Let's go.
Terrific dog.
What else? What, okay, you got Lori. You got Rick on the phone talking to, by your preference, T-Dog. what else do we have in this episode that we like? I mean, anything with Woodbury?
Woodbury, you know that whole gladiator fight thing?
Yeah.
We both follow the comics. And honestly, I felt that was kind of really underplayed here. Like, this is supposed to be, like, humanity at its lowest and whatnot. Mm. This is supposed to be, like, really, really appalling. But the way they displayed it on the show is that it's like, a fixed wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and Andrew initially is shocked, but...
Yeah, it doesn't have the impact that they had in the comics.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. If I was there, if I was Andrea, I'd be like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I would be that shocked by it.
I think she just had the initial shock, and then she was okay. Once he's like, oh, it's fake, it's staged, blah, 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 blah. She was okay with it. And you see that in the previews for the next episode. She's all lovey-dovey with him.
I missed that.
Yeah, she's okay with it. She stays, right? Remember? Hmm. She stays.
So, do you think... they're going to just, like, rewrite her whole character?
No, well, no, I don't think that. I just think that, I do have something to say about her character. I don't think they're going to rewrite it, but I do have a problem with why she falls for these jerks that she seems to fall for with Shane and with the governor, who, you know, we remember her getting down with Shane in a Hyundai.
She was supposed to fall in love with Dale.
That was the plan. Per Robert Kirkman, that was the plan. They obviously change things, but as far as her character, I feel like they're doing her a disservice too. Because remember, in the comics, I mean, this is Hollywood, obviously a lot different, but they're doing a disservice to her because she's a really strong character, a really strong character.
Like she could go toe to toe with Michonne in that category.
Yeah, just give her a gun because she's a sharpshooter, right?
Yeah,
that's her thing, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't like that she keeps falling for these jerks, and I'm pretty sure if her dad were still around, he'd be really upset with that.
He'd be really peeved.
And so would her little sister, I'm sure.
Like, are you crazy?
She'd be like, what, are this you crazy, guy? Andrew? You know, this guy? Really? The governor's a little
but
different.
But do you think she'd be falling for those kind of guys if they were still alive?
Oh. No, I don't necessarily. Oh. I mean, you bring up a good point, but I don't think it matters.
All of my points are great.
Yeah, sure. So, with her character then, we're seeing her kind of go down this road.
This dark path.
That we don't... well, she's not doing it. See, it's not dark until she starts doing something bad. That's when you cross the line, you know? So right now, she's... I don't know if she's enabling. I wouldn't even say that. But right now, she's... not necessarily undecided either, but she keeps making the wrong choice of people, besides Michonne.
Uh-huh.
And...
Oh, God. Do we have to pronounce her name that way?
I'm sorry. I have to.
I'm going to keep it as Michonne.
I thought it was Michonne, too, but the way they say it...
For anybody out there who might get confused, I'm going to refer to Michonne as Michonne.
All right.
Because Michonne sounds dumb.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to.
Well, besides Michonne or Michonne... her character seems to make the wrong choice of people. And she's even got a little bit of spite with Rick's group for leaving her. Even though they didn't leave her, she kind of just got lost.
Are we talking about Andrea?
We're talking about Andrea still.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the only thing I can say is that she's making the wrong choices. But I seriously think that it's only temporary because she's going to find out who the governor is.
I mean, she's seeing about 20% of how messed up he is right now.
But she's still.
But she's him, like, you know? Yeah, everybody has their vices.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to rewrite her character.
Woodbury.
I don't think they're going to rewrite her character. And I won't think that until she partakes in whatever it is that he starts doing that she knows is wrong.
But you're saying in the preview for the next episode, it kind of appeared that way?
No, it was that way. They were about to kiss in a meadowy field or something.
That could have been.
Or like a park bench in Woodbury, something like that.
Maybe it was a flashback.
Why would they show us a preview of flashback?
I don't know.
That semantically makes no sense. But it does. It's a paradox. It still makes sense, though. But I don't think they would show us a preview of that. Usually they save the flashbacks for surprises at the beginning of the episodes, if you've noticed. In fact, the beginning of last episode I thought was a flashback. Because I thought that was Lori handing out juice or lemonade or whatever it was to... Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, then it doesn't even matter. Okay. So with Andrea, are we... You know, I don't know how we...
Are we cool with Andrea?
I'm still cool with Andrea.
I don't know.
I'm upset with her that she didn't leave with Michonne, Michonne? God, now you're bugging. Okay. I'm upset that she didn't leave with her, the character with the sword. But I, like, you know, I don't think they're done with what's going to develop with her. And they might use that as a tool to show, hey, you know, I don't know, just to drive things further between between Woodbury, the governor, and Rick's group.
So do you think now that Michonne is out in the wild, do you possibly see her coming back to get Andrea, or do you see her joining with Rick's group?
Okay, did you see the preview for the next episode?
No, I didn't.
Okay, there's no reason why she would join with Rick's group, because she has no knowledge of their existence. You know, that's all like stuff that we know that she doesn't know as a character. We know that they're good. She doesn't. Well, you know, good in this new moral sense of the show, or of this world that they live in. But she doesn't. So there's no reason why she would just join them without Andrea. Right?
Yeah.
So I don't see that happening. But in the preview of the next show, we saw Daryl and Michonne fighting. So did the governor really let Michonne go, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they might be keeping tabs on her.
We know what happens to Michonne in the comic.
Which is really, really bad things.
Yes, and is that going to happen?
I don't know. It seems like this show, in its own way, kind of like softens the blow very often. We saw how Laurie actually gets killed in the comics, and that's not necessarily the case here.
I don't know, but she lasted longer. I don't know if you could soften the blow by cutting someone open,
but, you know,
delivering their baby, bleeding to death, and then getting shot in the head.
Comparatively.
And then getting shot in the head.
Comparatively, I don't know if that softens the blow. Comparatively, it's soft.
I don't think we can agree on the language you just chose. I'm
comparatively,
sorry.
It's soft. It's what happens in the comic is a bed of rock, and what happens in the show is a mattress.
I don't agree. Soft. I don't. She died on a prison floor giving birth to a baby who.
Two people died in the comic when she died.
That, okay.
Dropping the mic.
Yeah, you dropped the mic. Don't talk anymore. You make me mad.
I'm gonna still talk.
That's true. Two people did die.
I am talking.
But you cannot liken.
I don't like it when babies die.
You cannot liken getting sliced open from the stomach and then shot in the head by your son as soften the blow.
He's okay.
You can't say that.
He's fine.
So agree to disagree. Let's move on to Michonne then. We're running out of time, by the way. To Michonne. I felt like she had a better episode this episode because they allowed her to show more range.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of gave us a hint
very,
of that.
Very Kill Bill-esque moment here.
Oh, they even hinted at that being the drive for her character.
I was surprised not to hear that part when that happened.
Or the whistle that they do at the Laker games now. all right, so, I mean, with Michonne, though, I felt like she had more acting range, which I liked. Mm-hmm. Because I mentioned this to you when she first got introduced to the show, that I didn't like her character for television. It didn't translate well.
Yeah.
She was too serious, always moody, never said anything. And she just, I mean, she wasn't as likable as she was in the comic.
Yeah, and then we thought she was going to go the way of a lot of, like, TV series female characters.
Yes.
But she kind of, like, reins it in.
Yeah,
this,
she did.
This episode.
They used her more, which I like, you know? And it was It was refreshing. I'm glad. It gives me hope for her character.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have high hopes for her character. And I was starting to lose some, but kind of accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, okay, I'm back on. I still...
You're back on Team Michonne?
Always. Always. Can't go wrong choosing Michonne. Except for the whole Tyrese thing. But that's in the comics. So that doesn't matter. But you can't go wrong choosing Michonne. So, do you agree? I mean, her range was... I just use more, right? Like, they definitely give her more roles, more things to say, more urgency, less brooding.
I still think she needs a lot more, like, material to work with.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, she's always this angry, angry sword-wielding lady.
Yes.
But, you know, this is a good start to, like, kind of, like, turn her character around from, like, this moping lady.
True. For all we know, they could be saving her for her importance later on in the show, provided she lasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think...
Now that you mention it, I'm really looking forward to that Daryl versus Michonne.
Merle versus Michonne.
Merle versus Michonne.
Yeah, not Daryl. Merle. Did I say Daryl?
I heard Daryl.
I think I heard Daryl.
Daryl? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Merle. Your own record.
No, Merle, the hand. The
Mr. Handman.
The hook, the whatever hand he has,
Mr.
that big knife
Sharp
thing.
Fist.
Yeah, he's fighting her somewhere in the woods.
Is this scripted?
I doubt it. Michonne can't be scripted. So yeah, but also speaking of Merle and Daryl.
Heyo.
What's his name? Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl.
Uh-huh.
Mentioned on, I think it was Movie
that
Pilot.
This is his favorite show?
No. No. He mentioned that when him and Merle meet, it's not what the audience expects. And then he also kind of prefaced that by saying, he's my brother, but there is kind of this strained relationship there. And also, they've never been on screen together besides in his mind when he was, when he fell down.
You're right. Which actually was the precedence for me believing that he was actually dead.
Merle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we speculate a lot very often. We even go like really right. beyond realm of like reality.
Yeah.
But I honestly never thought we'd see Merle again.
Yeah, I agree. Well, no, I don't agree. I did think we'd see him because they just, left his hand and then they hinted at,
but like,
if they don't show him dying, we kind of.
Yeah, but if I felt like when that scene came up, I was like, maybe this.
That was closure for you?
Yeah.
There goes the hope?
Yeah, there was. I don't know. I was never hoping for Merle, but.
Dude, awesome character.
Racist character.
Awesome character.
Racist
character. Oh, he's honed it in.
Character.
He's honed it in. He's, I mean, in the first episode that he was on, he was only on one or two episodes, wasn't he? If I remember right. He's only on like the first or second episode.
Actually, I think he was only in one episode.
He was only in the second episode.
And then he came back as a ghost in the second episode.
But everybody loves Merle. I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, I hated him at the beginning, and I was like, yeah, leave him. Leave him, T-Dog, But
T-Dog was my favorite.
But people, wanted to see him back, right? Maybe they didn't love him, but they wanted to see him again. And to the writer's credit, they left it open. And here he is, back again. And he's kind of taking on a different role with the governor.
Uh-huh.
Maybe his number one lackey, I guess he is. But he's also shown in the episode prior to this one that you can't keep him down as much as you might want to. You might think you have him under control, but he has his own, priorities.
Yeah.
I.e. Daryl.
Daryl.
That he wants to get back to at one point. Which was, I really like Merle right now. Mm-hmm. I really like Merle right now. Even though we know he does bad things because he's with the governor. But, he was a bad guy either way.
Yeah.
But
there's no changing that.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see when him and Daryl finally meet up what actually happens. And I'm excited to see it, and I know we're going to see it.
Scripted wrestling fight
between
the brothers.
So I can't wait. I'll just ignore what you just said. I can't wait for that.
Top bill.
I can't wait for that. And
me neither.
Daryl's this big-time sweetheart who calls the baby little ass-kicker. And there was a meme that cracked me up the other day about
what was it?
Norman Reedus, Daryl, is like him holding the baby, and then it said, "In 3 minutes, a better mother than Lori was in 3 seasons, or something like that." Hilarious. Hilarious,
and very true,
and very unfair to Lori's character.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking responsibility for that. I blame the writers. That's mine.
To be quite honest about this baby, I don't know how you feel about it. But I was sort of thinking, we're supposed to love babies, right? But I just kind of...
Wow.
I just kind
Did
of...
Did you say that? Wow.
No, hear me out.
I don't have a choice.
I felt like it was like a baggage that this, I already told you this before too, like her one legacy is leaving them to take care of this one baby. It's like, really?
See, that's how you see it though. See, you see it as... leaving them to take care of something, whereas the group sees it as our last hope for humanity.
I don't see Lori as that big of a hero for having this baby, is all I'm saying.
Who's trying to make her a hero for having a baby?
The show.
How?
It's like supposed to be like inspiring.
Oh, you mean because she died for the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's not a hero for having a baby. That's not true.
She's a hero for having this baby.
Besides, Mary of, Jesus' mom, who's a hero for having a baby? Come on.
The Lori.
Lori is not a hero for having a baby. She is not a hero at all.
That's what they want me to think.
She's not a hero at all. Okay? She's not. The way she's written, she's not a hero.
She's somebody's hero.
You cannot deny that. That doesn't make her a hero.
You cannot deny that.
So, I mean, Hitler was somebody's hero. Does that make him a hero?
To someone.
That doesn't... Okay. We're done with that. But like, I'm just saying, she's not a hero. She's not heroic because of that. That was a nice... that was great. You know, like, obviously, that's what a parent is supposed to do.
Yeah, like the whole sacrifice, that whole angle.
I just
angle,
think you're viewing it the wrong way.
I cannot help but view it this way.
That's like you giving
because me... Because Lori is just always like...
Okay, that's like you giving me, like, you come and you buy me, like, a bean and cheese burrito. And the way I see it is, oh, man, you're giving me gas. But the way you see it is I'm giving you food, sustenance. You're saving money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, Lori's not dumping this baby onto them, okay? She's not giving them something to take care of.
That's fine.
That's not the way they see it. They're getting hope. They're getting,
they're gonna start singing the when once that baby starts pooping.
I'm sure that's their biggest concern, pooping. Yes.
Can't find any diapers.
So that's your take
Where are they going to find diapers?
That's your take on the baby? Other than, you know you're supposed to love babies, baggage. But you don't love this baby?
It's a baggage. All right. What it is.
All right. Great. Great. I think that's about wraps it up for... Oh, actually, one more thing. I don't know. We're really bad on time. One more thing that I wanted to add. I'll give us about 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I've compared Rick to the governor and said there's not much of a difference, right? I've done it in jest. I've done it as devil's advocate. I don't even know that I believe it. But... Lori's gone now. If Shane were still there, if somehow that would have lasted, wouldn't they be best buds again? Lori's out of the picture. That was the main thing. Also,
I think
they'd
Shane
be more,
would love this Rick right now.
Wouldn't they be more like... He's more like Shane than he ever was, right?
They're more aligned.
I mean, if anything, the only thing Shane did wrong was Lori.
In fact, I think Shane would sleep with this Rick.
I would not disagree with that because they are basically the same guy right now.
Uh-huh.
Rick was a little bit behind, and Shane was ahead of the curve in this new world, right? He was. He really was. I mean, tell me that Rick now would not shoot Otis's leg for Carl.
For Carl?
That's what Shane did it for, right?
Nobody's going to last if it was
and it was
Carl.
Also that
Rick would shoot Lori for Carl.
And so would Shane, right?
And then Lori would be like, shoot me for Carl.
But so would Shane, right?
But take the baby.
You're not answering the question.
What?
So, how many times do I have to... So would Shane, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they the same guy right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 That's just an observation that I had that I think is...
We came to...
Worth noting.
We came...
All of a sudden, we hate Shane a lot less. Right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no choice. Like, our main character is Shane at this point in time. Yeah. And then we honestly can't blame him.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably revisit this topic
as
he develops and changes and makes decisions that either Shane would or wouldn't do. But at this point, it's WWSD. What would Shane do? Because that's what Rick's doing now. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. There we go.
All right.
Well, that should wrap it up.
Going on a high point here, The Walking Dead.
Sunday.
Go watch these shows. Catch up on it. And that's our first
Thanks
podcast
for listening.
Thanks for listening.
A long time. Fast forward to any spots you need to. Mm-hmm. You need to mainly whatever Daniel Lee says.
It was. Well, I'm gonna edit you out after this.
That's not your job.
I'm gonna tell somebody.
Okay, let's get out of here. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll get this set up even better
Speed
for next
up
week.
The goodbyes already. Let's
and,
go.
And
goodbye,
everybody.
Goodbye.